Jesus fucking Christ, she said. Funny, I was thinking the exact same thing. She ran a hand through her tangled hair. I gotta get a cup of coffee. No, wait. I drink any more Java, I'm gonna start pissing Colombians. I need something to eat. A sandwich. Rare roast beef on rye, with Swiss cheese and one of those really big, no-messing-around dill pickles. And a bag of potato chips. You've given this some thought. Bobby set down the diagram. Dee Dee might look like a supermodel, but she ate like a trucker. When she and Bobby had been dating, back in their rookie days, 10 years and God knows how many major career moves ago, Bobby had learned quickly that Dee Dee's idea of foreplay generally included an all-you-can-eat buffet. He felt that little pang again, a longing for good old days that had only become good by virtue of distant memory and encroaching loneliness. Lunch is the only thing I have to look forward to today, Dee Dee said. Too bad. Your chance of getting a decent roast beef sandwich around here is about 1 in 10. I know. Even lunch is a goddamn pipe dream. Her shoulders sagged. Bobby let her have a moment. Truth was, he was reeling a bit himself. As of this morning, he'd managed to convince himself that any resemblance between the mental hospital site and Richard Umbrio's work was mere happenstance. Then Annabelle Granger. In Dee Dee's words, Jesus fucking Christ. Are you gonna make me say it? She asked at last. Yep. It doesn't make any sense. Yep. I mean, okay, there's a resemblance. Lots of people look alike. Don't they say every person in the world has an unknown twin? Bobby just stared at her. She exhaled heavily, then sat herself up, leaning into the table, her favorite thinking pose. Let's go through it from the top. I'm game. Richard Umbrio used an underground pit. Our subject used an underground pit, Dee Dee started off. Umbrio's pit was 4x6 and by all appearances a manually enlarged sinkhole, Bobby supplied, gesturing to the diagram decorating the top of the table. Our subject used a 6x10 chamber, complete with wooden reinforcements. So same but different. Same but different, Bobby concurred. Except for the supplies, the ladder, plywood cover, plastic 5-gallon bucket. Exactly the same, Bobby agreed. She puffed out a breath, swishing up her bangs. Maybe the logical provisions for an underground chamber? Possible. Now, the metal folding chair and shelves. Different. More sophisticated, Dee Dee amended out loud. Bigger chamber, more furniture. Which brings us to the next key difference. Richard Umbrio kidnapped one known victim, 12-year-old Catherine Gagnon. Our subject kidnapped 6 victims, all young females. Need more information for proper analysis, Bobby said immediately. One, we don't know if the 6 victims were abducted at once, which is somewhat doubtful, or individually over a span of time. Are the girls related? Family members? Religious affiliation? Daddies all worked for the mafia? Did their time in the chamber overlap, or were they even kept alive down there? That's an assumption we're making based on the Catherine Gagnon case, but maybe the space only operated as a burial chamber, a place where the subject could come be with them, a viewing gallery. We don't know yet what floated this guy's boat. We can guess, but we don't know. Dee Dee nodded slowly. Except then you have Annabelle Granger. Yeah, well, except. My God, she looks exactly like her,